The second annual Summer Shuffleboard benefited current and future community gardens in Tampa Bay. The event also celebrated recent legislation in community gardening. St. Petersburg became the first major city to pass community gardening legislation recently. The permitting process, sponsored by District 6 Council member Carl Nurse, allows gardens to be established on private property on any zoning area throughout the city, says Andrea Hildebrand, founder of Green Florida and Bartlett Park Community Garden.
The City Council here in St. Petersburg has acted really quickly to put a really helpful set of permitting in place that lets community gardens get approved in new zones in any neighborhood in the city. So we've had support everywhere we've turned.
Hildebrand also spearheaded the Paris Gardens Project.
We're also raising money for the Paris Gardens Project that helps put front yard gardens in people's homes in Bartlett Park, where a really tragic murder happened just a couple of months ago. So these front yard gardens are in memory of the little girl who was killed and provide vegetable plants and native plants that actually will be really great in tolerating the drought and really thrive and be beautiful even without watering.
Hildebrand says that there are about 25 community gardens in the Tampa Bay. Research shows that gardens have many positive effects. For instance, gardens help stabilize residency.
Keep people living in their area longer, both as renters and as homeowners. There's studies showing that having community gardens can reduce crime, can be one of the best things you can do in a neighborhood to reduce crime. It actually also raises house values. In proximity to a garden, you know, within 1,000 feet, the homes will be, you know, much more stable in their value and rising in their value than homes that are further away.
Gardens may also reduce stress in the community. Again, Hildebrand.
Healing from different injuries can be accelerated by being in green space. A lot of people are excited about the gardens for different reasons. There's a whole lot of benefits for the community when you put in a community garden.
Tom Tito from the Bartlett Park Neighborhood Association and Crime Watch came to support Bartlett Park Community Garden.
It's a nice event. It's a big crowd here. It's like 100 people, maybe more.
He says that the neighborhood has a lot to offer. Recent efforts to reduce crime in the neighborhood seem to work. Again, Tito.
There's a lot of interesting businesses around the neighborhood. There's Salt Creek Artworks. There's Zen Glass. And this is just one of the nice things. We don't really get a lot of attention. It seems like the media just comes in when there's a crime. But it's really a nice neighborhood right down the street from the Dalí Museum. There's a lot to offer, a lot of nice people, a very diverse group in the neighborhood, all kinds of people. A lot of people pitch in to help each other.
Thomas Primora lives with his family in Bartlett Park. They also own a plot in Bartlett Garden.
I really think they're doing a great job, and I want to pitch in what I can to help them.
The event was an opportunity for Scott Bitterly to share ideas about sustainable living.
It's very important to all of us for survival, for having good foods and good community and not being wasteful and being efficient in what we do. And it's really kind of a moral thing, I guess.
He says community gardens play an even more important role now because they provide health and cheaper food for the community.
And that's why I got involved with the garden in the first place, was because I want to know where my food comes from. I want to know how to grow my own food. I'm not dependent on big chain stores or other countries to provide my food. Community gardens are the heart of all that and should be really the basis for our communities, bring people together for food and enjoying our beautiful environment.
The event was sponsored by Twigs and Leaves Nursery, Inkwit Books, the Banyan Cafe, and other organizations. Music was provided by Loose Oranges, food from local restaurants, beer and cider from the Cider House. For more information about sustainable native and vegetable landscapes and Green Florida, visit green-florida.org. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.